Welcome, everyone, to episode 2 of
The Pause Button.
Pause Button, the only furry gaming podcast endorsed by the Pope himself.
Praise be.
What do you think of the Pope?
I think he is...
Like, seriously. No. You gotta like this guy.
Not really, because, I mean, he still said that homosexuality is a sin.
Really?
He's still like, yeah, you're all burning in hell, but we should still be nice to you people.
Well, so at least he said the
be nice to you people. At least he said that.
All right.
But, yeah.
We're like 2 seconds in, we're already off track. I'm your host, Alabaster, with our good friend Laces.
Yeah.
we have a fabulous show today. Our topic today is...
Fabulous Tantastic.
Our topic today is difficulty. Our question that we set out to people was, what difficulty do you play on? Just to sort of, you know, start the conversation. Nobody wrote in.
Nobody.
Why?
Because nobody watches us.
That's okay.
We're all alone.
We can't be
here on the interwebs.
I'm really looking forward to this. But first, let me ask you, what have you been doing the past week? What's up?
I've been playing Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Which is pretty hilarious and awesome. The control scheme sucks, but it's still funny.
You know what? Was I with you when we saw that trailer in the store? And like, it was basically, like, they didn't show any gameplay at all. And it was just like Deadpool being a crazy asshole. And you're like, that looks good. Was that you?
Maybe.
Probably
not.
I think it was you. Anyway, I saw that, and I'm like, if they didn't show any gameplay at all, like, this just doesn't sound very promising to me.
No, that's what I had said in the past about the game, that there was no gameplay shown, but then I watched a bit of it, and it looked interesting, and then I got it, and it's pretty funny. Don't laugh at me.
I'm just looking at this giant pause right there.
Well, you know what I mean when I got it.
Yeah, well, that's it. I've been hearing people say, like, oh, you know, the voice acting's hilarious and, like, Deadpool's hilarious, but the game of the game sucks.
Yes.
That's what I hear people saying.
It's mainly the way you have to, like, the way you use your swords and stuff. Especially, I mean, on PS3 and stuff, I bet it's probably a lot better, but at the moment, I'm using a PC and you have to use Q and E, which are right next to the WASD, to attack with your sword.
That is some real bullshit.
Yes. But, shooting is your mouse buttons.
Oh, okay.
So that makes sense, kind of. But I wish that it was mouse buttons and then scroll up to change to shooting or something like that.
Wow.
I really wish to... I don't know.
You know what I've been playing in the past, not just week, but the past 2 weeks? Virtue's Last Reward. And I got you to play it, too.
Yes, and it's really good.
This is the adventure game on Vita and also on 3DS, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. The Escape the Room adventure game.
Not for free, though.
What?
Not for free, though.
Oh, yeah. It was free for us since we had PlayStation Plus. Yeah, it took me like 45 hours, but I platinumed the game. I fully completed it. That's one I'm actually really proud of, because I'm going to talk about this with the difficulty thing, but I did not cheat, like, at all, except one tiny little bit. I'll get into that later.
Oh, I didn't cheat. I just went, I haven't finished the game, but I did switch to easy mode.
That's what I was going to... Yeah, that's what I did. But one part, and I'll tell you about it later, I guess. I've also been playing Hotline Miami on Vita as well.
Which is a fantastic game.
And you're going to roll your eyes. I was going for the platinum in this game, and it's glitched. It is so glitched. There are like 10 trophies that you can't get.
Why?
Well, not 10, but like 5. Just because it's glitched. It says, like, you know, kill 99 dogs or something. Yeah. No matter how many dogs you kill in the game, you can't get that trophy.
Really?
Yeah. That sucks.
That's disgusting.
The moment they patch it...
Wait, did they actually have a platinum trophy for it? Or...
Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, it's a $10 game. It's got a platinum.
Wow. Okay, because I'm used to that on the PS Vita.
Yep.
But yeah, what's your favorite mask?
Oh, in Hotline Miami?
Ha, I put you on the spot.
I know what it is. do you know the frog? The longer combo window?
Oh, okay. So you do combos?
see, when I was going for the A pluses and all the missions, it's part, you know, I had to do it.
Okay. I like the unicorn.
That quiet unicorn was great. Shots. Unicorn was great. But the longer combos was awesome for when you know, you want to like combo an entire floor before moving up to the next one.
I mainly just wanted to play the game a second time because I had originally played it when I got it in the Humble Bundle
on the PC. Oh, you had it on PC, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think of the addition of like
the end
being able to lock on?
Wait, what? Oh, lock on?
Yeah.
Oh, there was that in the other one as well.
Oh, really?
It's just it was easier to aim because of the free aim and stuff.
Hell yeah, yeah. I'm sort of playing it, and I'm like, man, if I was playing this with a mouse, I totally would have hit that guy before he killed
me. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sort of frustrating sometimes.
But, I mean, the other thing is I noticed they have a slower reaction time in the PS Vita version.
Oh, yeah?
That's probably because of the fact that your aiming is a little off.
Just like they did it purposely to make it sort of fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually find I'm like a little worse. Like in games that are both on the PS3 and on the Vita, I'm just not as quick on the Vita version, you know? Yeah. The controls are on the screen now and this and that. Just doesn't work as well. Harder to see things.
Yeah, but it's still interesting the way they put everything in.
Yeah, hell yeah. I actually like the touch controls where you slide and you can see further. So that was really neat.
Because before you had to, on the PC, you have to hold shift and do it.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah.
Or, I thought you would just aim as far as you want with a mouse.
No. You have to hold shift and then aim farther.
Wow, that works too.
But I mean, I really love the way it's... No spoilers here, by the way, because we can talk about gameplay and not spoil anything.
I don't know if we ever mentioned this, but we're going to try really hard to not spoil anything for you guys.
Right.
Did we do that?
We mentioned in the last one, but I think it's good to mention it every single episode.
Maybe, yeah. Okay.
Just to make sure. All right. Put it in our intro next time.
Make it part of the intro. The world's first like furry gaming non-spoiler podcast.
Essentially, yeah.
Endorsed by the Pope.
Yep.
Francis
loves us.
Yeah. What else have you been playing?
Well, Virtue's Last Reward, like you said.
Yeah, how do you like it?
It's fun. I actually didn't... Like, I mean, I knew I'd like it. I just didn't know I'd like it this much. Especially the rabbit, the annoying
dude,
rabbit.
When you get into that game, like, okay, so you know there's like 100 different endings, right?
Yeah.
Once you beat, or like you get to the first like part where you have to go back through the game and then, you know, change your choices and stuff. Yeah. That's when it gets really addictive and you just start like, oh my God, now what if I make this choice? And what if I make that choice? And you're just playing through the game like 100 times before you even notice that you played for like 50 hours.
So replay value is really good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now that I've completely beaten the game, like, I don't think I could go back and play it again.
Did it have a platinum, or was it?
It did.
Okay, at least there's
sure.
That.
I was super looking forward to this. Have you ever heard of Spelunky? Did I ask you about this yet?
You did, I think, but I can't remember.
Spelunky, you guys, if you guys are on a computer right now, look up Spelunky. You can download it for free. The one released on Xbox Live and on PC now and on PS3 and stuff, that one's not free. But the original game from, I don't know, so many years ago, it's free. It's a roguelike game. It's very challenging, and it's super addictive. It's hilarious. It's like...
Oh, and I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's like ridiculously good. That's all I got to say about it. And I'm really excited to playing it again. Apparently it was supposed to come out this month. And I was looking forward to it, right? It was the last Tuesday of the month.
Yeah.
I went and checked on the store. I was like, I'm going to download Spelunky. I don't care how much it costs. $60, whatever. I'd never pay $60 for that. And I went and I looked, and it wasn't there. Someone lied to me. The internet lied to me.
Screw you, internet.
Yeah, so, guys, I'm still waiting for Spelunky to come out. Please bring it out on Vita. I'll play it all the time.
I actually would play that on Vita.
Have you ever played it before?
I have, but I didn't really like it as a... you saving that computer. You forgot to turn off the function for sleeping.
The computer almost turned off on us, and that really would have sucked. What were we saying about Spelunky?
I liked it, but those kind of games, I don't really like playing... sitting down at my computer at home, because I only have 3 hours to myself after work and everything.
Okay.
So I like to play games that are like things that you obviously cannot play on a handheld console.
Yeah, but see, the thing I was thinking is this game's not light. Like, this game is heavy. It is challenging. You really got to be involved in it.
But and I so, would, but I would love to do that on a PS Vita.
Yeah, like, well, that's on my 30, I'm thinking.
If on my 1 hour bus ride slash metro ride to work.
If I'm sitting on the bus or something, like I might not be, like I said, you know, I'm not as reflexive. Like I can't see the screen as well. The screen's smaller and everything. It might be harder than I want it to be when I'm playing it portable. That's something I'm afraid of. But we'll see when it comes out.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I don't even know if there's a PSN, PS3 version coming out. But they actually just released the updated version on Steam. So if you want to get it on Steam, then there you go.
Nah. Because, once again.
You want to get it portable.
Portable.
All right.
A game I know that is coming out soon that I am going to pre-order ASAP is Pokemon X and Y.
Really?
I'm going to get Pokemon Y.
Nice, nice. What's the difference between the two?
There's two different... the type of special Pokemon you can get. Like, there's certain types of Pokemon.
Isn't it always the same thing, though? It's like, you know, yeah, you buy this one, you get Lugia, you get that one, you get Ho-Ho.
Yeah, essentially. Ho-Ho. But the thing is that I don't play for that. I'm just getting that one because my friend is getting the other one.
Oh, that's smart. And then you can trade.
Yeah. So, essentially, and I'm also getting Y because when people ask me...
Why not?
What? Well, no, when people ask me, hey, which Pokemon are you getting? I say, Y.
Oh.
Like, as a question, to make it look like I don't know what they're saying.
That's worse than my joke.
No, it's better, because it confuses people.
So, guys, prepare yourselves for the biggest news of the year. You see it coming, you know what it is. There's going to be a new trailer, a new season of Trailer Park Boys. Let me just let that sink in. Trailer Park Boys, the best show in the world. I actually just watched it yesterday. That show is a masterpiece.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah?
It's not my piece of
cake. If you watched it a lot...
Not my cup of tea.
My whole family watched that at one point. This trashy, violent, vulgar show. Our whole family watched it. It was like a family occasion. And, like, I don't know. Once you really get to like it, every single thing in the show is hilarious. It's amazing.
So it seems kind of like it's an Archer kind of thing.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. It's one of my top three shows.
Well, by Archer, I mean, like, it's when you get into it, you laugh at everything to do with it.
That's it. It's like a cult favorite.
Yeah.
I think Trailer Park Boys is totally a cult favorite. And it's definitely a favorite of mine.
Yeah, I would say that too.
Shall we move on to our topic? Well, you can't say no.
Well, our topic... What else? Is there anything else that I've done this past week?
Anything not game-related? I made a kid cry at work today.
Yeah, tell this story.
Okay. This is like... I don't think this is...
It's not game-related, but it's but funny that's okay. Still.
So I work at the grocery store, and pretty much I was just pushing this a whole bunch of carts forward. And I see this kid ahead of me. So, like, I stopped the carts. And like, I stopped at a good, like, literally 10 feet in front of this kid. And just as I'm stopping, this kid screams and starts crying. And his mom goes to him, and he's pointing at me, and he's going, he was going to hit me with the carts. And he wouldn't stop crying, and he cried for like 10 minutes. And that's pretty much what happened today. I made a child cry.
You're so evil.
Yeah, I am. That's it.
Yeah, I like the story.
I don't know. Not a lot happens at my work, so when I make a child cry, it's a story.
It's big.
Yeah.
There's tabloids about it and everything.
Mm-hmm. Everyone at IGA is talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, is that the kid?
The kid what?
Oh,
just drop it.
Is that the one who made the kid cry? Jeez, it is. Shh, he's coming here.
They're going to love me. Yeah. I've been playing Dokuro. How about that?
Ooh.
Did you play that
Is it
at all?
Good?
You know, I heard great things about it, and like, I'm like, it's okay. It's
what
kind
of game is it? Cause I
have you played the cave?
Yes. Is it like that? On some level.
Well, no. It's one of those like puzzle platformers.
Okay.
You know, you're always like moving things and pushing things, and like, oh, if I jump on this switch and this and that. But it's really reminding me of the cave in that like I like the puzzle part of it, but the platforming part. Where, like, I have to run to the switch and then run back and stuff. Like, it's sort of tedious for me. I'm not enjoying it too much.
I might get it just to try it out. Because yeah. It's free, you said, right?
It is free, yeah.
Because I looked at the trailer and I was like, I'm not going to pay money for this.
Yeah, some people think it's really cool. But it's also sort of like cheap when you're playing it. I don't know. It just
it seems like they're dragging sort of out the... it feels like they're dragging out the gameplay by making you run back and forth. That's how I felt with the cave.
Yeah.
That they're just, they're making you, they're trying to make you feel like you played it for a long time, even though all your, like, they're trying to make you feel like the game is long. Even though the game isn't long, you're just running back and forth constantly and wasting a lot of time in that.
I'm saying it feels cheap. It just sort of feels like a flash game, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I wonder, and I'm starting
to think. Well, at least it's
free. How much does like the jumping matter in how cheap a game feels? Because I'm thinking of two examples. There's that, and then there's the cave, you know, where people really didn't like the platforming in that.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking of a game like Limbo, you know, where you don't jump very high, but like the animation's very fluid on your little guy. And that one feels so polished and
Have you ever played a game called VVVVVV?
No, I haven't, but I've heard about it.
Okay. It's extremely hard. I beat it, and wow. There's no jumping. There's just switching gravity up or down.
Oh, cool.
And I like that can only switch the gravity again once you're on a flat piece of ground or if you're hitting gravitational fields.
Well, speaking of extremely hard games, let's go into our topic for today.
Yes, that is actually a good work in.
It was totally planned. Yeah, so our topic today is difficulty in games. Our question was, what difficulty do you play on? So I guess me and you will answer it since no one else did.
I usually play on easy.
Yeah, and tell us about that, because I actually find that pretty darn interesting.
See, because I like to play on easy because I play games mostly for the story. I don't play for the difficulty.
Yep.
That's
the story of everyone who plays on easy.
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of people find hard just hard, and I would play hard if I didn't care about the story.
Okay.
But it's just I care more about the story and not interrupting the story by dying over and over and over again.
Yep.
So on and so forth.
Yep.
So, I mean, things like Virtue's Last Reward. If I get fed up, I switch to easy on right away because of the fact that it's just I'm more into the story than sitting around in a room and going, I have no idea what to do.
Now, okay, I saw your argument coming, you know, the whole you like story thing. Which is why I wrote on this piece of paper, as a reminder, challenge makes the story more rewarding. Doesn't it? That's
sometimes,
what some people say, you know?
Sometimes.
It's like you're stuck at this part, you're stuck, and you finally get through. Now you get to sit back and enjoy the story. It makes it that much more rewarding.
Yeah, but it depends on the game. Depends on what kind of story and everything. Like, I mean, The Last of Us... I wouldn't want to raise the difficulty on that is actually pretty good, the way it balances out.
Maybe it was, yeah.
So, I mean, I'd be fine with that. But when it comes to games like, Dark Souls was extremely difficult.
Oh, yeah.
And I went 6 levels in and then I stopped, and I wasn't...
Probably got further than most people.
Yeah, probably. But I got 6 levels in and I was like, okay, I'm bored of this game now. It's making me too angry, and I'm not getting any of the story, so...
But think of old school games, and, like, you know, people used to play them, and they were, like... The ending of the game was, like, this big hidden thing, you know? And you were awesome if you could finally see the ending of the game.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't have a YouTube video of it or anything.
Yeah, and I'm not blaming you for, you know, liking the story in games. They're better than they were then.
Oh, yeah, there wasn't much story back then, that's the thing.
Things were sort of different then. Like, the ending of a game, not everyone would see it. And in many cases, like, you could tell because they really just didn't give a shit at the ending.
Well, like, I did.
You're just like, oh, I saved the princess. Congratulations. Title screen. Well, now it's got to be, like, an hour-long cutscene at the end.
I did finish one really hard game. I can't remember much about it because I was too young.
Hope you remember its name.
Castlevania.
Oh.
The NES version. The first one.
That's badass, actually.
It was so difficult because, I mean... An enemy would only spawn at a certain point of the screen.
Okay.
So you'd have to, like, inch forward and then, like, dodge whatever enemy. And then if you inched forward just a little touch too much, you'd have two enemies Medusa running heads. Towards you. Oh, the Medusa heads were the worst. And there were the bats and stuff. Fuck.
One ridiculously hard game that I played recently or maybe I'm just terrible at it, was Ninja Gaiden. Did you ever play that? Any of them?
Nope.
Holy shit. This is one of those, like, really, like, reflex action games where you have to be real quick, you know?
Okay.
And like, I'm just not good at those. I tried. Once you start the game, I think your options are normal and hard. Those just are your only options.
Just two levels?
Yeah, and if you start on normal and then you die so many times, it will ask you if you want to play a lower difficulty.
Okay.
I think God of War did that too, actually. Except this one, like, really makes you feel like an asshole for switching to the easy. Because, first of all, the difficulty level is called Ninja Dog, which is just terrible. And I think in the Xbox version or something, they made you wear, like, a yellow bandana the whole game because you were on easy. Like, you, ew. Yeah, or a pink bandana or something. Which is basically saying, like, you're a sissy girl. And that's what you're going to be the entire game now.
Oh, God. Okay, well, so you didn't want to press that button.
No, I didn't. And I think I beat the game on... So I got it free on the Vita, and I think I beat it on easy.
Oh, wait, it's on Vita.
Yeah, it was. It was free for a plus for at some point. I think I beat it on easy, and then I was like, okay, now it's time for my normal playthrough. And I got a couple of levels into normal, and I was like, never mind, I give up on this game. I played it a long time ago on PS3, and I already gave up on it then. I'm surprised I even finished it once. Hmm. But that's just not a game. I'm like, I don't know. I found it pretty darn frustrating.
Did you try Dark Souls?
Actually, no. I played Demon Souls.
Okay. How much of Demon Souls did you get through?
I beat it.
Ah.
Yes!
Because I also did 6 levels of Demon Souls and gave up.
Actually, that's what I was thinking. Like, 6 levels is a lot further than most people would get. Because
I beat
most people get past
4 bosses? The
first level, and then they don't go any like further than the first level.
Okay, wait. If I beat 4 bosses, then I probably beat more than 6 levels, right?
No, I think every level has a boss at that point, at the beginning of the game. So you beat like 4 levels or something.
Oh, okay.
But either way, that's impressive. Unless you count
the tutorials. Well, I had mini bosses too. Do those count?
I wasn't counting them in my head. You know when you beat a level, it's very obvious. It gives you like a checkpoint.
Okay, well, I got 6 checkpoints in total.
Well, shit, that's pretty awesome.
So, yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's go back to Virtue's Last Reward for a second. Because, yeah, that was the kind of game where I really enjoyed the difficulty sometimes. Just because it really made you think, you know? And there were actually some times where I got stuck and I was like, okay, never mind. I'll do another timeline. I'll go in this other direction. And then later I'll come back. And then when I did come back, it was just like I had a new, fresh perspective and I figured it out. And that is an awesome feeling. Like, that game is very well balanced for difficulty. What part did you get stuck at?
Well, I only did, like, 2 rooms so far, kind of.
Yeah, I know. They come very slowly.
So, I got stuck where I had to... I found the globe pieces and stuff.
Okay.
I put them in.
Oh, you were in the place with the alcohol everywhere? The lounge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, trying not to do spoilers here.
Oh, shoot. No, that's not a spoiler. That's not a spoiler.
Exactly. But that's globe pieces doesn't actually say much. Point is, I didn't figure out how to use the globe pieces and stuff until I switched to easy.
Where you just had to, like, combine them together? Is that what you didn't figure out?
No, the other thing. No spoilers, remember? That's just so...
I forget, man. That was, like, 35 hours ago in the game for me. forget it. But then, yeah, I got, like, to the last puzzle in the game. And there was just, like, this stupid thing that I couldn't figure out. And I was like, okay, I'm going to switch to easy. And then I switched to easy. I figured it out. And then
and
I
you
switched,
felt so dumb.
And then I switched back to hard and did the puzzle all over again. Just so I could beat it on hard, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt really stupid. I was like, really? I had, like, a perfect playthrough, you know, until then. And I ruined it for this stupid reason. That's okay, though. I'm not a perfectionist. I just like to beat everything 100%. Yep. Oh, and I want to talk about this friend of mine. You don't know him.
I don't.
You might know him, but I won't say his name anyways.
Well, from what I saw of his name, I don't know him.
No, that's true. You saw his name. This guy, every single time he starts a game, he sets out to complete it 100%. Ever told you about him?
Oh, wait. I think you told me about him. Yeah.
I hope he never listens to this. He'll definitely know I'm talking about him.
He probably won't.
No.
He's no furry.
That's true. But he's a gamer.
He's no furry.
Maybe he listens to every gaming podcast
ever. He just
regardless.
And he just has all that time in the world, including the extra 25 hours in the day that he would need to watch every single one of them.
Yeah. Anyways, this guy sets out to 100% every single thing, and on top of that, every time he plays a game, he starts on hard. And like that, I don't know. I'm sort of okay with that. But there are just some games where you don't start on hard. You just can't.
Like The Ninja Last Gaiden. Of Us.
The Last of Us. I started that one on hard, but I didn't start it on crushing.
Did you find it crushing. So difficult on hard?
No, you adjust to it.
Okay.
That's it. You adjust to it. But I don't know. This guy starts everything on hard, and he hardly gets anywhere in any game. That's also because he owns like a bajillion. And I just don't think that's a good way to go about things. You know? Obviously, his goal is to like platinum in the most efficient. And I'm sorry for anyone who doesn't know what platinuming is. If you know have an Xbox or something.
Yeah.
It's when you get 100% of the achievements / trophies in a game. You know, you could relate that to anything. 100% in Steam achievements or whatever.
Yeah, but you don't get a certain trophy for it or a certain achievement for that.
Yeah, and
PS3, they do that.
I'm so glad we do. Because it's so satisfying.
Oh, yeah, to see, like, I have one platinum trophy. One single
Fallout 3.
Fallout 3 at 360 hours.
That's amazing. I bow down to your Fallout 3 platinum. I once told myself I was going to get it, and then I looked at the list, and I was just like, forget it. I have a life to live.
And I didn't even look at any, I just found everything.
Oh, my God. On your own.
Yeah.
No guides, no nothing.
Well, 360 hours. I had a lot of time.
So if anyone thought that you were like this pansy for playing games on easy, forget it.
Yeah, just forget it. Yeah, I played Fallout 3 on every single difficulty. I found every single collectible.
You know what's a game that I was really proud of?
I didn't like using all my time on that. I liked the story better than
And Last of Us?
Than saying that, oh, look, I've done this. And I'm just like, eh.
I like a good challenge, though, because I don't want to feel like I'm breezing through the game.
Yes, but then again, that's another thing about difficulty, is that it makes the game longer. And while I do like games going longer, I don't like them too long, because then I don't have time to play the other games that I want to play. And then I like to be up to date on games. Like, I like to know the story pretty much before / at the same time as everyone else.
Yeah.
Because The Last of Us I completed in 2 days.
Oh, shit. It took like a week to beat it.
Oh, I finished out on the Sunday after the Friday it came out. It
took me forever, man.
Then the next day, I was at work and I'm like, who else knows this game? And 3 other people knew it. And I talked to them.
Yeah, there you go.
I talked the shit out of it. And now people are still... No, I talk the shit out of it, like as in to my friends.
Okay.
And then like there's these two people at work that are just like at the beginning of the game and they're like, how far am I? I'm like here. And I'm like...
Yeah.
But yeah, and one of them is planning on trying to finish it this weekend. And I'm saying, I hope to hell that you don't do like last weekend and not play it at all. Like you said that you were going to finish it because I want to talk to you about it.
Isn't it frustrating when you want to talk about something to a friend?
Oh, and especially when it's a game like The Last of Us. It's just so good.
Yeah. I wish I had like full command over what everyone else plays.
I'm sorry, but like, I literally, this is my favorite game of all time.
You gotta think more about that.
No,
you said last episode too, and you still need a couple more years.
No, yeah. I can't. I've already decided because, I mean, I used to say Portal 2 was my favorite game because I liked Portal 2 better than Portal 1, which is different from a lot of people. But point is, I liked Portal 2 a lot better than Portal 1 because it had a lot more content, in my opinion. And then that was my top game. But now, the more I think of The Last of Us, and the more that I'm excited for new stuff coming out about The Last of Us, like shirts and like random trinkets here and there, the more I'm excited about that, the more I realize I love The Last of Us more.
I was going to say some example of a random trinket, but then I realized that that's a spoiler. I can't. Maybe I'll whisper it in your ear later.
Well, then you won't have to whisper it.
That's true. Back to difficulty.
Yes.
I was going to say before, a game that I was really, really proud of beating was Mega Man 9. Didn't you play that one?
I did not.
Mega Man 9.
I didn't play many of the Mega Mans. Played a bit of.
That's the only one I've ever played. But... except for some random 3D one on the N64 that doesn't count.
Oh, I played the... which one was it? I played the PSP version, and I paid $30 for it, and it was total shit.
Oh, yeah?
And then I tried to return it, because it was just... it was such a short game.
Really?
And then all it was you get to play the same levels over with different characters. That's the only thing. And it was so annoying.
I think that's what people expect from a Mega Man game.
Really?
Like, if you're really awesome at it, then yeah, you could beat it real quickly. But
No. This was, like,
difficult
easy.
Enough. Oh, okay. Maybe it was actually a shitty Mega Man game. I don't know.
It was, ugh.
But this one, Mega Man 9 was the one where, like, they went back to the classic 8-bit style. You ever see that?
Okay.
You heard of that? I have. Yeah, and they released it on Xbox Live and PSN, and I don't know, probably on Steam as well. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't look it up. And yeah, it's just as challenging, I suppose, as the old ones. I don't know. I never played them. Mm. Someone out there's probably like, no, the old ones were for real gamers and 9 is for pussies. Probably. Yeah, that's what I heard about Ninja Gaiden when I looked that up. People are like, yeah, Ninja Gaiden's an easy 3 out of 10 platinum, you know, for difficulty to get it. I'm like, are you serious? But anyways, Mega Man was ridiculously hard, and I was super proud of myself when I beat it. I haven't gone back to play it since, but I'm just so glad that I beat it. It's one of those games. Like Demon's Souls. See, like, isn't that great when you have a game that you're actually so proud that you beat?
Yeah, but then again, how many hours of your life
did you waste on that? It's sort of sad. Yeah, I guess. only to other gamers you can tell them how proud you are that you beat it.
Oh, yeah, you can't say it to anyone else. Yeah. I told my mom, because this was like 2 years ago. No, okay. 3 years ago. Really? I wasn't even with my boyfriend then.
Jeez.
This was, the PS3 has been out forever.
Okay, okay.
Okay, I platinumed it like 4 years ago. I platinumed it 4 years ago. 360 hours of gameplay. I'm like, oh, I just finished platinuming it for 360 hours. It was so, I'm finally done.
Yeah.
And then my mom's like, Why couldn't you have used that time to do blah, 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 blah? And I'm
go
like...
find a job and a boyfriend and...
Fuck. And then I'm just sitting there going, well...
whatever she was saying back then.
But I'm just like sitting there going, well, okay, now this is the reason why I don't care much about platinuming it, is that you can't really talk
about
it.
Didn't support you?
No, is that you can't talk about it to anyone else but gamers.
Yeah.
And even then, it's not really such of a wow factor when you platinum things to gamers.
I try not to, like, I don't brag to people about it. I'm happy for myself.
Platinums, don't you?
I have at least 15, maybe 20.
I think you have 20.
But not at least 20.
I think I saw 18 the last time.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
18. I don't know if Hotline Miami counts, though. It totally should. Bullshit.
It will eventually. They'll probably patch it. It's a digital download, right? So
they have the
ability to patch anything.
Every once in a while, I just tell my mom that I like did something awesome in a game. I'm like, Mom, I just killed the last boss in New Game Plus. And she's like, oh, wow, okay, good for you. I just do it.
That's nice, dear.
Yeah. Go outside, please. I think it's time to move on.
Hey, whoa.
What?
I don't know. I'd like to talk about difficulty a little more.
I'm sorry?
Like... I don't know. How much minutes are we?
33-ish. Okay. I got an idea. Do you think games should have different difficulty levels? Like, there are some games that don't. You know, they just start and no matter what. And then there are some games that let you choose at the beginning. What do you prefer?
Well, I actually prefer just no difficulty levels, because then everyone's playing on the same difficulty. Everyone has the same... chances and everything.
Yeah, and you know that it's like possible to beat, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Demon's Souls didn't have a difficulty level.
Okay, well, besides that, but that's the exception to the rule.
Yeah. Like I remember when it was sort of weird that Grand Theft Auto didn't have a difficulty level. But then you think again, that you could, I don't know, you thought that you could turn it down or something when a mission's too hard, and you're like, man, why is it always the same difficulty?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure about that. But I do like the games. Oh, that's something we could talk about quickly before we can move on.
What?
Have you pre-ordered any games coming up?
No. Shit, I haven't pre-ordered a game since Last of Us.
I just recently
pre-ordered. No, wait, wasn't Last. Oh, yeah, okay.
I just recently pre-ordered 3 games.
Which games?
Can't wait for any of them to come. I can't wait for all of them to come out. First of all, Watch Dogs.
Okay. Oh, wow. For what? For PS3?
Yeah, for PS3.
Okay.
Because then I get to use my PS Vita with it. I think, unless that's only the PS4 when that comes out.
Wow, I have no idea.
Well,
next point one
is Watch Dogs. Then there's GTA 5.
Of course.
Which, oh my god, looks fan-fucking-tastic.
If you guys haven't seen the GTA 5 official gameplay trailers. Yeah, official gameplay trailers or whatever. They really... And there's a lot of promise when you're looking at it.
And it's all done on a PS3.
Is it?
Yes, it's not even a high-end PC.
Bullshit.
No, they told... Rockstar made an official statement. It's done on a PS3.
I'm surprised it's PS3 and not 360.
Well...
You know?
But to be Rockstar, honest, the Rockstar... PS3 has a lot better things. Like, yeah, but the Blu-ray disc reads faster. I think the majority
of games will run better on 360. But the certain developers, like Rockstar, I think, speed-wise, do get the best... Yeah, I think certain developers like Rockstar get the best out of the PS3. Compared to the 360, I'm not sure about that.
Well,
but see, I remember there's just it depends game to game.
Well, see, the difference is that the PS3 has the Blu-ray, which is much faster loading time, because the disc, like the lasers, reads faster.
Yeah.
On top of that, you also have the thing about it having all the space on there. Like, example, if you compared Mortal Kombat on the PS3 to Mortal Kombat on the Xbox 360. You do a rematch and you have no loading time on PS3, yet you do a rematch on an Xbox 360 and you have at least a 30-second loading time.
I think if you buy a fighting game on 360, either you're crazy or you just don't have a PS3.
That's really bad for you. Oh, the directional buttons suck on the Xbox controller.
I'm sure there are people that defend that thing, but I just dislike it so much.
And you hit down and up at the same time.
I just liked it.
Really annoying.
I just liked it before I even thought about using it for fighting games. But I just want to use it for anything else. I was like, man, this is so terrible. And then you know, games like Mortal Kombat came out, and I can't imagine playing it on something like that. Not that I like fighting games very much.
Yeah. But that's the other thing. About the PS4 versus the Xbox One debacle.
Yes.
One, it's going to be $100 less.
Okay.
The PS4 is $100 less. Okay. Yeah, I heard that in there.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm kicking things. My bad.
So, one, as just to revise, just in case no one heard me, one, it's $100 less for the PS4. Two, the Xbox One is said to use DDR3 RAM. Whereas which is in most computers now,
mm-hmm.
Whereas the PS4 will be using DDR5.
GDDR5.
GDDR5?
Get your facts straight.
What is the difference between GDDR5
and DDR5? I don't know. Someone told me it's faster. Okay, could be wrong.
Point is, it will be a hell of a lot faster RAM than the Xbox RAM.
But will the PS4 be able to multitask like the Xbox One can?
No one cares about that.
Will you be
that.
Able to open a web browser while you're watching The Price TV. Is Right? While you're playing Killer Instinct, only on Xbox.
Or will you be able to play sports as well? On
sports?
Sports.
Sports?
Sports, sports, sports. Sports TV, sports. TV, television, TV, TV. Call of Duty, TV.
Well, I'm just trying to be devil's advocate here. I think there are a bunch of really cool looking games for Xbox that I am jealous of.
Oh yeah, definitely. But I'm still never going to buy an Xbox for that, for the games that are like that.
Well,
because eventually they're going to come out on PC eventually, and I have a good PC.
What I'm thinking? We've totally gone very, very far away from difficulty. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking is like, you saw what Xbox, what the 360 did when that came out. They really did try and push a whole bunch of cool exclusives, and they had some success. But then, like, towards the end... Didn't some of them fail? Yeah, well, it's true. They also had some big failures. Yeah. But then, like, towards the end, I'm talking about, like, the most recent years, you haven't seen very much effort from them at all. Except for, like, getting games that were on PS3 or whatever. Like, I don't know, Metal Gear. Well, I guess that's going to Xbox One, eh?
I think.
Anyways, yeah, they're getting some multi-platform things now.
But then you got games like...
Or Insomniac games. You're looking, yeah. Give me this, yeah.
I thought you were talking about a game called Insomniac.
No. But what I'm saying is, like, I think they're going to have, like, cool exclusives when the thing first comes out.
But then afterwards, they're going to dwindle.
Yeah, because now, like, they don't own all their studios like Sony does, you know?
Yeah.
What they're doing is, like, they're paying a lot of money for people to make games exclusively for them.
And then that's the other thing. I mean, and, you've seen evidence of the PS3, like, Sony has actually, like, The Last of Us and Beyond Two Souls that's coming out soon. And this shit is still coming out.
Hell, even the PS2 had, you know, some longevity.
Yeah.
I can trust that they're going to give it their full support until the end. And that's why I don't think that I could jump off the PlayStation bandwagon. At least not just yet.
Also, as a game tester, I've used the PS4 controller once.
You shouldn't be telling people.
To play Max Payne. I mean, not Max Payne.
Max Payne?
Mad Max. Sorry.
Okay.
The words were mixed up in my brain. I can't say anything about it, but playing a bit of Mad Max with a PS4 controller, it is so nice. I mean, at the moment, there's a slight lag delay of the
triggers,
analog stick.
Oh, okay.
Analog stick turning and stuff.
Did you get to see the little light at the end of it?
Yes, it was blue. Because it was one player.
Okay. I think it's time now. Now we're running late. Thanks a lot.
Great.
To move on to what I am now calling, and I don't think I told you this yet, the furry favorite. Huh? Huh?
How do you like that? I read it earlier.
Oh, whatever.
It was okay.
I think it's amazing. I agree.
It's nice.
Furry favorites. This is going to be our thing that we do once every week, where we are going to spotlight some, not necessarily furry game, but some game, at least with anthropomorphic characters in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
This week we've got a awesome 2D fighting game called Beasts Fury. I hope some of you guys have heard about it.
Actually, just to interject, it doesn't have to be anthropomorphic even. It could just be with animals, main characters,
okay.
Animals.
And yeah, animal. One day we do Okami.
Yeah.
Okami's really popular. With the furries.
I need to play that more. I need to play that in general.
I've never played
it. See if it's on a Vita.
Anyways, Beast Fury. I'm just going to read like their description from their website. Or you can read it. I'm tired of talking.
Oh, God. Okay. I haven't rehearsed this or anything.
Okay. Go, 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 go.
Beast Fury.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Give it back.
Beast Fury. Will be a 2D arcade-style fighting game featuring anthropomorphic characters. It is currently being developed by a small, passionate team of individuals who are both gaming enthusiasts and professional programmers. I'm going to read this in like a
go for it.
Deeper voice. The game will not only involve action,
Jesus,
but also features engaging storylines, intriguing characters, exotic arenas, and a killer soundtrack. Ching! This is one game you won't want to miss.
All right. Awesome. Actually, what I really liked about this game when I was looking at it was it's actually, it's 2D. It's like hand-drawn. Like painstakingly animated.
We saw some of the concept art. It looks pretty freaking fluid.
Yeah, well, not just the concept, but, like, the concept animations.
Yeah, right?
In them and stuff.
It looks so super fluid. It looks nice.
I mean, other games like Street Fighter were hand-animated, right? Street Fighter 2, I'm talking about, were hand-drawn.
Okay, yeah. But they were, well, I don't know, they were too fast to actually see.
That's it. That's exactly what I was going to say.
This looks like it's going to be nice-looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Street Fighter is very fast. I just did punching motions, but you didn't hear them.
Everyone, put your ears next to your phone, and you might just hear the motions of his punches. And visualize them in your head with the type of velocity wind that you hear. Phone and
or MP3 player or whatever it is you're listening to.
Maybe
it
you'll just get punched in the face.
Maybe.
Through your phone.
Awesome 2D animation.
Sorry about that if that happens, but.
I actually liked that it had legit anthro characters. Look, I wrote it. We have a paper here, and I wrote legit anthro characters. I don't know. By that, I mean, it's not just, you know, like Ratchet's this little furry furball thing. Like, these are actually, I don't know.
Wolf, you know what I'm talking about. Wolf people and stuff.
Yeah. Stuff you'd probably see people post up on Fur Affinity or whatever.
Yeah, they looked really nice, too.
That's them. Those are the characters in the game.
Yep.
But
I mean, of course, with like extremely like over the top get up.
Yeah.
Like, knives hanging from a belt and stuff. Yeah.
You ever played this game called Bloody Roar?
Nope.
You ever heard of it?
Nope.
Oh shit! I have to tell you all about this.
Okay.
I think we're covering two games in one here because this is a furry favorite of mine. That Beast Fury really reminded me of. It's basically, it was like this old game on PS1. It was a fighting game. And like, it's two humans and you're fighting each other and stuff. And then I don't remember what happens where like, I think you get a meter up or something. And all of a sudden.
I've heard of this. Like, I don't remember the name of it, but I didn't remember the name. Well, no, I played it at some point in time.
Oh, yeah. And then at some point you turn into some sort of anthropomorphic character. Be it like a. Some sort
I think
of
one
insect.
Of them was a blue wolf thing, wasn't it?
I don't know. I'm only remembering the insect-looking one. But that was awesome. That was before I had any clue what, you know, furries were and stuff. I just thought it was really interesting.
Hmm.
So Beast Fury reminds me of that, except they are at no point human beings. Which is even better.
Yes.
If you guys actually want to look this up, this is a... I wrote Kickstarter, but it's actually on Indiegogo, which is... basically the same thing as Kickstarter. Have you heard of Indiegogo before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There's Tobuscus.
Yeah.
Just recently did something on there.
AVGN.
And raised like $200,000 to...
Angry Video Game Nerd did something on Indiegogo.
Did he?
Yeah, to fund his movie.
Oh, okay. Well, this guy, Tobuscus, is funding a video game based on his animated adventures, movies, skits, things. Videos.
Yeah, so this thing's on Indiegogo. I don't think that you can give money to it anymore. It was shooting for $5,000. It got 20-something thousand.
Yeah, which was nice.
Yep. Apparently there's supposed to be a free playable PC demo, but that's not out yet. Look forward to this game, I think. I think, you know, they're still working on it.
The way it
we
looks?
Saw it there.
Yes, look forward to it.
What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. It's apparently in development for PC, Mac, and Linux, so basically desktop computers. And with our support, it would hopefully eventually be released on PS3, Xbox 360. Actually, I think that might be a little old now, you know? They might be looking more at PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah.
And Android and iOS.
Android would be difficult for them, though. Because iOS, you only have, like, three or four devices that are the most recent ones that you could support, and that's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to support all of them.
Okay.
But then Android would be difficult because you have thousands of different types of phones different operating systems.
Thousands.
You have to have tons of different codes for it too. Whereas iOS, it's one single code that they've copyrighted.
Well, thankfully the game is being made on Unity, which is apparently this very easy...
Oh yeah, Unity is what I'm working on at work. I'm not saying anymore.
yeah, and apparently it's really easy to you know, transfer it to other platforms. I guess that's why it's called Unity.
Yep.
And then we have a bullet, which is basically just an 8 equals sign, capital D.
Yes, you have drawn a computer penis on there as one of the bullet points.
Yeah, yeah. As we wrap up, I'd like to remind
everyone... And he's not gay, yet he's thinking of dick more than I do.
Yeah, there's one on the other page, too.
Ah.
I'd like to remind everyone, if you write into us at pausebuttoncast@gmail.com... I didn't say .gmail this time. Ooh. pausebuttoncast@gmail.com.
Again, PAWS.
Oh, shit. Yeah. We will most definitely read your emails on the air. We have one listener, I think, right now.
Yes.
One listener. If you
shout out
second,
to you, what's his name again?
Kawaso.
I'm very bad at names.
Kawaso.
Okay. Hello.
I call him Ka.
Ka sounds cool. It's like the Dark Tower series and the White / Destiny / Good.
He's an otter, but he should be a crow.
Ka.
We will most likely read your email if you send it to us. Basically, what we're saying.
Yeah. See, we're so lonely. Look, we just shouted out and made this huge segment based on.
This is a limited time offer. You only have about 2 weeks before we get too big to read any of your emails.
Which is too big.
Yeah.
I'll just
be throwing them in my fireplace to heat up my feet. Next week's topic is going to be.
I didn't write it down. Flip that like crazy.
What's next week's topic?
Next week's topic, inventory systems.
Inventory.
That sounds like inventing things. No,
it's true, eh? Like a place where you
inventory.
Where they sell invented things. Basically, any place ever.
Maybe we can do store systems or something.
I was actually looking forward to this episode, the inventory one, because I was thinking, like, I've been playing a couple of games recently, like RPGs and stuff, where I'm just fed up of the inventory of the items that you get.
Well, there's really interesting.
I just want so much less to have. You get so much crap, and I don't care about it.
Yeah. Just a quick blurb before we stay off the subject.
A hint of next week's topic.
Cool inventory systems.
Yeah.
Demon Souls, Dark Souls, and Last of Us need to pay attention to your surroundings. You cannot pause the game to access your inventory.
That's smart. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. We're not going to talk about that anymore. Because we're going to run out of all of our ideas.
Exactly. But we're going to come up with more next week. Anyways.
Folks, if you have anything you want to submit to us, be it a song, you could submit a furry favorite game. We don't have time to look up one every single week. And if you'd like to submit one to us, I'd probably use it. You could send us your questions, your opinions, only if they're nice ones.
Also, one last thing.
Comments, concerns, anything. We'll probably read it on the air. Again, send it to pausebuttoncast@gmail.com. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, if you want your emails read and stuff, do it by like 7 o'clock on Fridays, because that's when we record.
There you have it.
We try to record once every week, but then there's, of course, going to be maybe 1 week where we won't record because I have driving lessons and stuff.
Yep. You can go on our website.
He hates me for that.
Which is pause button. What's our website again? It's the same thing. It's pausebuttoncast.wordpress.com.
Okay, I was stuttering there because I didn't really know. I hope they don't hear that ringing up there.
Sorry if you hear the phone ringing. It's very loud. It's actually very far away. What else have we got? We're supposed to be on iTunes, but I don't know.
we don't know what's happening.
What the hell?
Eventually, we'll figure everything out.
Add us on for affinity. Huh?
Yeah, well, that's a good one.
I am Alabaster. That's Alabastre. He is Laces.
Laces. Which?
What?
Yeah, I know. Oh. There's an S in my fur affinity, but that's the only where, because someone already took with a Z for some stupid reason, and they don't even use their account. There's like an empty account with two watches.
That's how I felt when I was trying to get pausebutton.wordpress.com, and then we went and looked, and it's like this 2001 website where it's like, hey, I'm going to write my thoughts here, and then nothing more posted ever. I hate this man.
Are we able to actually make a for affinity account for this too?
Yeah, we probably will at some point.
We'll see, because
but
I mean,
till then, add us.
Will it go against the terms of service?
No, I don't think so. Like, they care about the terms of service.
Until then, just add us, and you'll get more news, maybe, probably, on our journals and stuff.
Yep.
Because we rarely post journals, don't we?
Yep.
Do we? Don't we? I don't know what to use there.
Send us stuff. Send us notes through there instead of emails if you want to. That'd be cool.
That too.
That's it. Laces, you're gonna go home. I'm kicking you out.
Gonna go home. I'm gonna. I've taken up running / jogging. So to lose all this.
Don't start talking about that. I'm trying to stop.
Too bad. I'm losing weight.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye. Go ahead.
Welcome all to episode 2 of the boss.
Is that what I sound like?
Is that what?
Is that what I sound?
No. Okay, so welcome to episode 2 of the pause button. The only furry gaming podcast that the Pope agrees with.
Are you making a farce of this?